turning the podium over to Luke Feinberg. Luke is a project coordinator in our office and will speak directly to the task force structure and charter.
Well, thank you, Jim. So I just want to start off and try and answer the question of what is a renewable energy task force in the first place? What is the structure upon which we found this group, and discuss a little bit more about the charter itself. So as Jim mentioned, the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act requires coordination with any affected state, and really these task forces embody that, and that's the reason why these are formed in the first place. This was initiated by Governor Sununu. We received a letter from him this year, and as Jim stated, have established a task force as such. It's really important to note that it really is an important mechanism for our coordination information exchange with all of our stakeholders, but we are limited into the members that can be sitting at the table today. So we very much acknowledge that this is not does not represent all of our stakeholders, but is certainly a critical piece of our engagement process. Task forces themselves are in order to be compliant with the federal the Federal Advisory Committee Act, we have membership has to be limited. So unfortunately, the folks at the table today are restricted to those that are a part of the federal government, state, local, tribal, elected officials, or representatives thereof. So as Jim mentioned, we have 15 state task forces that have been established across the U.S., both on the West Coast and the East Coast. And it is active throughout all stages of our program. And Meredith will get a little bit into that, the greater details in terms of where the different touch points for the task forces are located. And very much we're embodying a regional approach. So you can see that in the Gulf of Maine, the Carolinas, as well as in the New York Bight. So the task force members have been provided an advanced copy of our draft charter. And so I just wanted to briefly go over what the charter is, what it is not, and the main purposes and things that it highlights. So it really is clarifying the purpose of this body as a whole, the authority under which we are conducting this activity, which Jim mentioned earlier, the membership again, the roles and responsibilities of those members, and the types of communication and pathways that we will pursue as we move forward. So it's really important to acknowledge this is an information exchange, and the task force itself is neither a decision-making or approval body in itself. It's really a way to make sure that we are as transparent as possible throughout our process and using the task force to inform the BOEM process. The process itself is really a product of the input that we receive, and that's really important, and there are many different points in which we can get that input. But it's important to reminder that the important reminder for everybody here that the Secretary of Interior does maintain that ultimate decision authority. So hopefully this will clear up the membership a little bit more. The task force, again, is chartered on the exception of the Federal Committee Advisory Act, Federal Advisory Committee Act, excuse me, and the membership is limited. So we definitely encourage attendance. As you can see here, we have a great attendance today, and we have built-in time in the agenda to try and hear from all stakeholders. But we really do encourage that, you know, if you do not meet this definition, it does not mean that you cannot participate in the public sessions as well as observe through our live stream and other mechanisms. And BOEM will hold our task force meetings on an ad hoc basis based on consultation with our state points of contact. And the public information that's generated as part of our process, hopefully folks are getting more familiar with our website, will be posted on there. So you'll see a lot of activity. Our presentations will be posted on the website. A recording from the live stream will also be posted on the website to try and make sure everybody is aware of the proceedings for the day today. And so as we mentioned earlier, the draft charter has been shared with the task force. If there are any comments the task force members have on the language within that charter, please take a look at that. And Meredith Lilly, who you'll meet in a moment, will be the one who will be collecting that information. And we, after January 3rd, we will take that information and finalize the charter and post it on our website. So I'll be sure to take any questions if necessary afterwards, but now I'll pass it over to Meredith to introduce folks to our process in general. Thank you.